positive force for democracy in your life. This radio station helps make the world a better place. Hyperbole? Perhaps. But I dare you to prove me wrong. Pick up the phone and call right now. 877-500-5266 is the number to call.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Calling Forth the Mythic Fire, an evening of wild storytelling on Saturday, May 17th, 7:30 p.m. at Hip Bone Studio, located at 1847 East Burnside, number 104 in Portland. Storyteller Brian Rohr will invite the listener to follow the wisdom inherent in the old stories. Utilizing the drum and the spoken word, Rohr helps us journey to a place where we ourselves live, breathe, and dance among the ancient tales. Rohr is a member of the National Storytelling Network, the Healing Story Alliance, the Portland Storytellers Guild, and the Jewish Storytelling Coalition. Again, that's Calling Forth the Mythic Fire, an evening of wild storytelling on Saturday, May 17th, 7:30 p.m. at Hip Bone Studio. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. You're tuned to KBOO Portland. This morning, we're featuring special programs on gardening and saving the environment. And in keeping with that theme, we start off with a special tribute to Eve's Garden. Eve's Garden was a KBOO program in the late 70s until the late 80s, hosted by Annabeth Eve Parker Jameson, who died in early January. Jen Davis hosts a tribute to Eve's work with the help of Eve's children, Alex and Brendan. At 10 o'clock, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre, and at 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 o'clock on the Dirtbag, host Glenn Andreessen and guest Jim Gilbert take on the hard-to-muster-the-will task of thinning both fruits and veggies, but thin you must. Plus, we'll talk about easier methods of garden pest control. For now, let's go to a special tribute to Eve's Garden.
Good morning and welcome to Eve's Organic Garden, KBOO in Portland. After a list of local events, I'll have some information for you about some end of summer and early fall things to do in your garden.
Hello, this is Jen Davis, KBOO board member and volunteer, and you just heard a clip from the legendary KBOO organic gardening program called Eve's Organic Garden. This ran from 1976 to 1987. The show's host was Annabeth Eve Parker Jameson, who recently passed away at the age of 67. This program is our tribute to her. Eve's Organic Garden was a pioneering organic vegetable program in the region. It was started in 1976, just 2 years after the formation of Oregon Tilth, the very first farm certification organization in the world. Although chemical pesticides, fertilizers, and herbicides have been unnecessary to feed the world for much of the history of agriculture, after the world wars, leftover war chemicals were applied to fields, and the so-called Green Revolution began. Farmers and consumers were convinced through advertising and other means to use chemical nitrates, defoliation chemicals, and pesticides derived from toxic bioweapons on our food. Annabeth Jameson grew up learning the original old ways of organic agriculture from her grandparents and passed these ideas on to the public through KBOO and to her children, Brendan and Alex. I had the pleasure of recently interviewing both of her adult children at KBOO in our studios, recalling their memories and the impact of their mother on their lives. Both of them have very fond memories of growing up with KBOO and her radio show. And amazingly, Annabeth's daughter grew up to become an international speaker and writer on food and health. And she wrote The Great American Detox Diet, among other books, and was a co-creator of one of the most significant food documentaries ever made, Super Size Me. In this film, Alex is the vegan girlfriend who predicts that her boyfriend Morgan Spurlock would become extremely ill from subsisting solely on a diet of McDonald's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a month. The following is my recent interview with Alex Jameson. Would you like to talk a little bit about what it was like to grow up in Eve's Organic Garden?
Well, my parents were kind of, you know, back to the lander hippies in the late 60s and bought this old farm in Lake Oswego. And at the time, there was nothing around us. You know, as we grew up, kind of developments and housing grew up around us. But it was a little pocket of paradise. It was so beautiful. There were constantly flowers and herbs and wildlife and things growing and things to discover. It was like a little piece of magic. And Mom and Dad worked really hard to grow this little garden. You know, it was less than an acre, but even a little bit of land requires a lot of work.
Right.
And they were very conscious of having different things growing in different seasons. And my brother and I were put to work, you know, carrying wood. You know, we really all put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into the garden. But it also helped us develop a real appreciation for what it takes to grow your own food. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful now. I didn't know that not everybody grew their own food. I just thought everybody did that. And as I grew up, I realized, oh, nobody else does this. This is really interesting. But because of her dedication and passion for the organic gardening aspect of what we were doing, her passion just spilled over. And when I was 3 years old, she started this radio show. And props to Mom. I can't believe she had two little kids and she decided to go and start a radio show too. I mean, she had some energy, I tell you what.
Right. Plus growing all that food, for sure.
Yeah. Plus growing all the food. Yeah, and she was an artist.
Yes.
But she was so passionate and realized that not everybody had access to this information. You know, she grew up gardening with her grandparents, both in Texas and Washington State. So she came by a lot of her knowledge naturally. She studied it. You know, she went to architecture school, but was also interested in landscape architecture. So she put a lot of her time into studying it, but she realized not everybody had this information. So she was kind of the Google of organic gardening for her time. You know, people came to her radio show, Eve's Organic Garden, to get the information that they couldn't otherwise find.
Right. And this was in the days where if you wanted information, you could get it on the airwaves. You might read it in the newspaper, and she actually wrote columns for the Willamette Week regularly on organic gardening. And also people could write to the station, and she would send them out information about gardening. I think that that's so wonderful.
People did write her. I'm not sure the volume of questions, but people were always coming by the house, too. You know, there were some small restaurants that we became friendly with in our neighborhood in Lake Grove who stopped by and said, hey, we need basil. Can we have some of your basil, Annabeth?
Ah, that's wonderful. What were some of your favorite things to eat from the garden?
Oh, snow peas. I love the snow peas, the raspberries. Oh my gosh, the blackberries. I mean, you don't need to raise specifically organic blackberries in Portland. We all know that. It was more an effort of like hacking it back every year. Like, no, we will dominate the path. We will keep the path to the blackberries clear.
Right.
We had wild chard growing everywhere as well, which we fed to the rabbits. I now think, gosh, you know, I pay good money for organic chard. We were feeding it to our rabbits at the time. Yeah, we had a lot of greens, tons of greens. And she was always trying really experimental things as well. We had a grapevine. We had a kiwi that I don't remember if we actually got any fruit off of it because some things take so long to actually produce. but just tons of fruits and greens and herbs, lots of herbs.
And then also canning, drying. Did you help at all with that?
I did. We made a lot of jams. We preserved a lot of green beans. Yeah, Mom was like a hipster. She was like pre-hipster.
Right.
She was all into canning and preserving. We had a whole cupboard full of veggies and fruits. It was great.
So did you come with her to the radio station or listen to her on the radio?
You know, I did. And it was always a struggle for me because her show was on Saturday morning and I wanted to stay home and watch Saturday morning cartoons, which nowadays isn't such a big deal because you have 24/7 access to cartoons.
Right.
But at the time, it, you know, I thought it was so cool to come down to KBOO, but I really wanted to stay home and watch cartoons. Now, my older brother, Brendan, became her engineer and was a real partner with her for a while. And she actually had me come down and do a couple of children's episodes. You know, I was a subscriber of different children's magazines, and I saw this article on butterfly gardens. And she said, well, you should come down and tell the kids who are listening how they can plant a butterfly garden, because we had done that. You know, we planted a butterfly bush and had tons of, you know, honeysuckle and all the plants that those pollinators really love. So I came down here and I got to talk into the microphone just like I'm doing now. I think I was 5 or 6, really young. And it made such an impact on me. I remember very clearly that day coming down, and I thought, wow, this is cool.
Hi, good morning. This is Jen Davis. I'm KBOO board member and volunteer, and you're listening to a program that recently I did. I did some interviews with the children of Annabeth Eve Parker Jameson, who had a program here on KBOO from 1976 to 1987, and it was Eve's Organic Garden. And what a pioneering program. What a prescient woman. You know, at the time, there was not that much general organic gardening information in most places. And she came on the air and was giving information throughout our region via KBOO on how to grow your garden vegetables organically, and really made a significant impact on the way that we grow food and consume food today. Oregon Tilth, which was the first organic certification organization, just started just 2 years later after her. So what we're asking for today is your support so that we can put this kind of incredible programming on the air. Please call right now, become a member, 877-500-5266, or come down and meet us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. I gave some tours to some folks that came in yesterday, and it's so fun meeting members. We just love meeting you. 877-500-5266. We have lots of great gifts today for you if you're interested in supporting this program. And excitingly, we have a matching period. So if you call right now, your money will be doubled. And that is when I just love to give to KBOO, because I know I'm not a billionaire, but I can give whatever I give will be doubled. And that's super important, because this is the kind of information you're really not going to hear in depth anywhere else. You know, KBOO, because we're all volunteer, we don't take money from corporations, certainly not Syngenta or Monsanto. We are able to bring this information straight to you in depth, and you're going to hear about things you're not hearing anywhere else. So please call right now, 877-500-5266. And everybody who calls between 9 and noon will get a free packet of pollinator seeds that are perfect for planting to attract pollinators for your garden right in the mail, no matter what you pledge. So give us a call right now. This is a perfect time. Matching time, lots of gifts. We've got flowers to give away. We've got a fantastic food program offered by Alex Jameson, the daughter of Eve Parker Jameson. And I'm also giving Mason bees if people are interested in that. So give us a call at 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm. We're back. I'm Jen Davis, and I'm talking with Alex Jameson about her mother, who was the host of the KBOO program, Eve's Organic Garden.
Mom and her show in our early childhood made such an impact on me and what I do now. And I think one of the pieces that was so inspirational was that she was demonstrating how if you care about something, you can help other people learn how to do it too. You really just have to tell people about it and show them how to do something. It's really teaching by doing. And it's okay to stand up and tell people what you believe in and how they can do it and why it's important. So I was this little activist from such an early age. And after college, I refound my way back to food and why it was important to me, and ended up having to do my own body cleanse and healing myself after my disastrous teens and early 20s diet, but rediscovered that, yes, Mom was right. Everything she raised us on was absolutely accurate.
Yes. Having a teen daughter myself and teaching my kids a lot about organic foods and so on. But fortunately, they've had the opportunity to watch films like Super Size Me. Boy, it really reinforces, oh, we made a good choice to avoid this.
Absolutely. And, you know, after I attended this specialized culinary school in New York City, which was really focused on the healing cuisines and how to cook for people to heal their bodies, that's right about the same time that I met my soon-to-be husband, Morgan Spurlock. And all I talked about was food and cooking, and he was this budding filmmaker. So we co-created Super Size Me together, and he's a great filmmaker. And I had all these food people to bring into the mix. And we were, again, able to take this idea and this passion and share it in a way that really started as a seed with Mom's show here on KBOO.
That film was very influential. It was early in those food documentaries, and I think it had a pretty profound impact on the American diet.
Super Size Me was a documentary we made for a few dollars, and Morgan and I were having an argument about McDonald's and how I thought they're so evil, and how they advertise and market to children especially, and how they were advertising their food is safe to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And he said, well, what would happen to me if I just ate it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole month? And a little light bulb went off over his head, and he went and he called his buddy, who's a cameraman, and a month later, we were shooting the movie. And a year later, the movie got into Sundance, and he won, you know, the director's prize for documentary at Sundance. And a year later, we were traveling the world. The movie premiered in over 24 countries. We went to all of them over the course of a year, and the movie was nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary. And I think it was really the first activist, educational food documentary of note. It got a lot of people's attention, and many of the food documentaries that have come out in the last 10 years credit Super Size Me as an inspiration. So I'm very proud of the film and the impact that it had.
I found it shocking to watch, even though I consider myself pretty well educated on this issue, just the amount of soda that people consume. Some people, gallons of soda a day. Just unbelievable. I really didn't even know that this was happening in this country.
Yeah, well, the number one source of calories in the United States is high fructose corn syrup from sodas. And over the course of 1 month, Morgan consumed a pound of sugars a day. A day. Now, most of that was from soda, but sugar is in almost every food on the menu. It's in ketchup. It's in the dressings that come on your salad. You know, it's not in the hamburger patty itself, but it's in all of the sauces that come with it. So we're constantly dosing ourselves with a very powerful food drug when we eat there. And it makes perfect sense that even though supersizing was put out to pasture, you know, McDonald's got rid of supersize options after the film came out. So it had a big impact, even though McDonald's would never say the name of the movie. They said, no, it has nothing to do with that movie whatsoever. They wouldn't actually say the word supersize me. But, you know, even though that impact happened, there's still a huge obesity and diabetes. We call it diabesity now, crisis mm-hmm. in this country. So it did have an impact. It inspired a lot of people to make changes and really look at what they're eating. But there's still so much work and inspiration to spread.
And when you say diabetes, for those people who have not seen the film, and I highly recommend that you do, So Morgan didn't just gain weight. He actually nearly ruined his liver.
Yeah. In the course of 1 month, he gained 24 and a half pounds. His cholesterol shot up 60 points. His liver was so filled with fat, he was giving himself non-alcoholic hepatitis. So his liver was leaking enzymes. He was waking up with chest pain and palpitation in the middle of the night after 1 month. Now, his doctors, he had three doctors and a nutritionist following his progress along the way. They all thought, nah, nothing really is going to happen to you. You know, the human body's resilient. You'll feel kind of crummy, but you'll be all right. I was the only one who said, you are going to be in so much pain. I'm so worried about you. And, you know, luckily, in a way, it was very dramatic, because otherwise it wouldn't have been a very interesting movie. But
well, it also really helps to demonstrate just exactly how toxic these foods are.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I bet your mom enjoyed that film.
She was so proud. She loved the movie. She thought it was hilarious. She loved that it blended humor with information, which I think is really the best way to teach people anything, is get them to laugh and let their defenses down so they can let the information in. Yeah. And yeah, she was really proud of it. Absolutely.
My husband and I were watching it, and he was wondering if you ate any French fries from McDonald's during the... he's like, would his vegan girlfriend eat anything from there?
I did not. I have not had McDonald's in, I can't even tell you, maybe 15, 16 years.
Yes, and neither have I. My name's Justin. I'm joined by Jen, and we're briefly interrupting this wonderful tribute to Eve's Garden because it is our spring membership drive, and there's just a few days to go, and a total goal of $100,000, and we'd love to hear from a few more of you, especially now we're in a matching period. An anonymous donor has offered to match every dollar up to $250. So as Jen was saying earlier, you don't have to be a billionaire. We're talking to all the hundredaires right now, asking you to call and start or renew your membership at 877-500-5266.
That's right, folks. That's 877-500-5266. And please give us a call right now. You know, Eve's Organic Garden is a great example of the importance of KBOO. Back in 1976 to 1987, Annabeth Jameson was sharing organic information that really you could hardly get anywhere else. And just earlier this morning, we heard about what's going on with the threat to organic seeds and non-GMO seeds right now in Jackson County. You know, that kind of in-depth interview, you're just not going to hear on other stations. We have all these volunteers that work hard to bring you this information every single day. And we know that it's critical for the health of our planet and for you. And you make it possible. It's only through your contributions that we're able to do it. So please call 877-500-5266. And it's a matching period. So this is the perfect time to call because every penny that you give will be doubled. And that means a huge amount for KBOO. So please don't be shy. Don't think, well, my small contribution is not significant. It's not important that I become a member. You know, there's other members and it's just not important. Frankly, everyone really makes a difference. And when we all pitch in together, we can do incredible things. We don't need corporate money. We don't need government money. We can do it. 83% of our funding comes from you. So please contribute right now, 877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm.
You know, it's really interesting, excuse me, that it reminds us that it's not the amount of money you give, although now is a good time to give whatever you might since it's going to be doubled, but it's about standing up and being counted. It's about making sure your name is on the roster and that you are in the game. And I was also thinking, imagine how once again KBOO is so far ahead of the curve. What we were doing in the 70s, now we can look back and see we were on the absolute cutting edge. Now, what have we done since then that we'll still be able to look back at and we were still on the cutting edge? We remain on the cutting edge, and that's what we ask you to support. Real information made by real people with real expertise, delivering that information into your home, into your radio, into your car, into your computer every hour of every day. please put a small price on that and call us right now. 877-500-KBOO. There's never been a better time to have your money matched up to $250 and to know that you're on the cutting edge, that you have signed on to the winning team. You can do it online at kboo.fm, but please do it now or just call us up. 877-500-5266.
That's right, folks. 877-500-5266, or come down here to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. I'd love to meet you. We'll give you some free seeds. If you call right now, we're giving free pollinator seeds away with every single person that calls from 9 to noon. Or you can go to kboo.fm and just click on that donation jar. You know, your pennies and nickels, dimes, and dollars, they make a huge difference to KBOO, and we put it to good work. We have a tiny staff, and almost all the programming that you're hearing comes from volunteers like myself. This program was created by a volunteer. I'm a volunteer. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266.
We'll talk on our next break a bit more about this, but we've got some really cool looking gifts here. We've got some pots that have been made by fig and salvia. There's an herb pot, there's a succulent pot, and there's an ornamental pot. And these have been designed and they're going out to you. If you could start or renew your membership at the minimum $90 level, as a retail value of $50, and that $40 difference is going to be your tax deduction next year. Even us hundredaires sometimes can divert some money from the war machine and put it into educating people about gardening, about sustainability, about saving the pollinators. All of this is happening through your radio university. So please do call right now. Don't wait for someone else to do it. So many people have done so much to get us to this point right now. The time now is yours, dear listener. Online at kboo.fm, or as Jen said, you can come down. It's a beautiful day. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland to take advantage of this matching period, which goes until 10 a.m., or just call us up. We got a lot of music that we love here, but during membership drive, there is no music quite like the sound of ringing phones. So why not call up, introduce yourself, start a membership at the $90 level, make us a little ringy-dingy right here. 877-500-5266.
We're back. I'm Jen Davis, and I'm talking with Alex Jamison about her mother, who was the host of the KBOO program, Eve's Organic Garden.
Mom and her show and our early childhood made such an impact on me and what I do now. And I think one of the pieces that was so inspirational was that she was demonstrating how if you care about something, you can help other people learn how to do it too. You really just have to tell people about it and show them how to do something. It's really teaching by doing. And it's okay to stand up and tell people what you believe in and how they can do it and why it's important. So I was this little activist from such an early age. And after college, I refound my way back to food and why it was important to me, and ended up having to do my own body cleanse and healing myself after my disastrous teens and early 20s diet, but rediscovered that, yes, Mom was right. Everything she raised us on was absolutely accurate.
Yes, having a teen daughter myself and teaching my kids a lot about organic foods and so on. But fortunately, they've had the opportunity to watch films like Super Size Me. Boy, it really reinforces, oh, we made a good choice to avoid this.
Absolutely. And, you know, after I attended this specialized culinary school in New York City, which was really focused on the healing cuisines and how to cook for people to heal their bodies, that's right about the same time that I met my soon-to-be husband, Morgan Spurlock. And all I talked about was food and cooking, and he was this budding filmmaker. So we co-created Super Size Me together, and he's a great filmmaker. And I had all these food people to bring into the mix. And we were, again, able to take this idea and this passion and share it.
Okay, let's start and by playing the segment I'm really supposed to be playing. Thanks for your patience.
Injuries. We're back. I'm Jen Davis, and I'm talking with Alex Jamieson about her mother, who was the host of the KBOO program, Eve's Organic Garden.
Mom and her show and our early childhood made such an impact on me and what I do now. And I think one of the pieces that was so inspirational was that she was demonstrating how if you care about something, you can help other people learn how to do it too. You really just have to tell people about it and show them how to do something. It's really teaching by doing. And it's okay to stand up and tell people what you believe in and how they can do it and why it's important. So I was this little activist from such an early age. And after college, I refound my way back to food and why it was important to me, and ended up having to do my own body cleanse and healing myself after my disastrous teens and early 20s diet, but rediscovered that, yes, Mom was right. Everything she raised us on was absolutely accurate.
Yes. Having a teen daughter myself and teaching my kids a lot about organic foods and so on. But fortunately, they've had the opportunity to watch films like Super Size Me. Boy, it really reinforces, oh, we made a good choice to avoid this.
Absolutely. And, you know, after I attended this specialized culinary school in New York City, which was really focused on the healing cuisines and how to cook for people to heal their bodies, that's right about the same time that I met my soon-to-be husband, Morgan Spurlock. And all I talked about was food and cooking, and he was this budding filmmaker. So we co-created Super Size Me together, and he's a great filmmaker. And I had all these food people to bring into the mix. And we were, again, able to take this idea and this passion and share it in a way that really started as a seed with Mom's show here on KBOO.
That film was very influential. It was early in those food documentaries, and I think it had a pretty profound impact on the American diet.
Super Size Me was a documentary we made for a few dollars, and Morgan and I were having an argument about McDonald's and how I thought they're so evil, and how they advertise and market to children especially, and how they were advertising their food is safe to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And he said, well, what would happen to me if I just ate it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole month? And a little light bulb went off over his head, and he went and he called his buddy, who's a cameraman, and a month later, we were shooting the movie. And a year later, the movie got into Sundance, and he won, you know, the director's prize for documentary at Sundance. And a year later, we were traveling the world. The movie premiered in over 24 countries. We went to all of them over the course of a year, and the movie was nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary. And I think it was really the first activist, educational food documentary of note. It got a lot of people's attention, and many of the food documentaries that have come out in the last 10 years credit Super Size Me as an inspiration. So I'm very proud of the film and the impact that it had.
I found it shocking to watch, even though I consider myself pretty well educated on this issue, just the amount of soda that people consume. Some people gallons of soda a day. Just unbelievable. I really didn't even know that this was happening in this country.
Yeah, well, the number one source of calories in the United States is high fructose corn syrup from sodas. And over the course of 1 month, Morgan consumed a pound of sugars a day. A day. Now, most of that was from soda, but sugar is in almost every food on the menu. It's in ketchup, it's in the dressings that come on your salad. You know, it's not in the hamburger patty itself, but it's in all of the sauces that come with it. So we're constantly dosing ourselves with a very powerful food drug when we eat there. And it makes perfect sense that even though supersizing was put out to pasture, you know, McDonald's got rid of supersize options after the film came out. So it had a big impact. Even though McDonald's would never say the name of the movie, they said, no, it has nothing to do with that movie whatsoever. They wouldn't actually say the word supersize me. But, you know, even though that impact happened, there's still a huge obesity and diabetes. We call it diabesity now, crisis in this country. So it did have an impact. It inspired a lot of people to make changes and really look at what they're eating. But there's still so much work and inspiration to spread.
And when you say diabesity, for those people who have not seen the film, and I highly recommend that you do, so Morgan didn't just gain weight. He actually nearly ruined his liver.
Yeah, in the course of 1 month, he gained 24 and a half pounds. His cholesterol shot up 60 points. His liver was so filled with fat, he was giving himself non-alcoholic hepatitis.
And this is Jen Davis. You've been listening to a program about Eve's Organic Gardening. We've had a little technical problem here that we're working on fixing. But we are waiting for your phone calls. Please give us a phone call and support this kind of programming. You know, we really appreciate your help and to become a member. So please give us a call at 877-500-5266.
And we are in a matching period right now. An anonymous KBOO member has made a very generous offer to match every dollar that comes in up to $250. This is in support to this tribute to Eve's Garden. We're asking you right now to consider doing that. 877-500-5266. I understand that maybe we've survived the test of time. KBOO has this vital community resource, and it might be tempting to take us for granted, but look at how we have been on the cutting edge for so very long. So please don't take us for granted. Please make sure that this community resource has what it needs to serve the entire community, and you can do that with just a small amount of money, and stand up and be counted when you call 877-500-5266. We're going to go back. We believe we've got the right segment here, and let's check it out.
We're back. I'm Jen Davis, and I'm talking with Alex Jameson about her mother, who was the host of the KBOO program Eve's Organic Garden. We're being impacted in so many ways by toxins that are also helping to impair that. I know that you talk a little bit about chlorine in our water, fluoride, and also BPA.
So many people are dealing with hormone dysregulation right now, especially thyroid issues. And what we don't know, what most people don't know, is that things that they're using in their homes every single day are actually tipping their hormones and thyroid off balance. So I encourage people to get fluoride-free toothpaste, to put a fluoride filter on their home drinking faucet if they live in a fluoridated area.
Because that affects your thyroid?
It does, absolutely, as well as chlorine. You know, they both impair thyroid function. And BPA and different plastics are estrogen mimickers, and they will throw off the rest of your hormones. So these little, our hormones are so delicate. We don't give them the proper care that they really need. And all of these tiny, tiny little upsets from years and years of fluoridated water, fluoridated toothpaste, the chlorine in the water we drink or in our shower. You know, we absorb the chlorine from our skin as well. We breathe it in through the vapor and the steam. So all these little things you can do at home really easily to help rebalance your body. And it's interesting, actually, that we're coming to this now, because I got to credit my mom again for planting this early seed with me. You know, she had us taking probiotics anytime we had to take antibiotics when
really?
We were kids.
Wow.
This was way before people knew about this, before it was common knowledge. And she made the parallel between her garden. She said, I don't put chemicals in my yard on my plants, because those bacteria and the worms, we need them healthy. They're part of the system of our garden. She said, you have the same garden in your gut, and we need to keep that healthy and not destroy it. She hated Roundup. She would say, I'm not putting Roundup in your body, and I'm not putting Roundup on my yard.
And as we know, Roundup is now more ubiquitous than ever in our food supply with the GMOs. Would you like to talk a little bit about that? Because, boy, we sure are moving in a different direction away from organic gardening. Sadly, so much of the information and ideas that she was talking about are really under attack and threatened right now.
It's true. And Roundup, all of the pesticides that are used, you know, the GMO seeds that are developed specifically so that they can thrive in an environment where they're doused with even more chemicals like Roundup. It's really pretty drastic what's happening right now. And it's affecting the bees. It's affecting the pollinators, because not only are they using it in the fields, but we're using it on our homes. We're using it on our flowers, on our small gardens at homes, and that's where a lot of our bees are getting their food and fuel. And we're losing so many bees. And when the bees go, we are in trouble.
Last year, the Portland beekeepers saw a 42% loss of their managed honeybees. And that's just here in Portland, where a lot of people are gardening organically. So you can see that as a microcosm of what we're facing.
It's true. We're going to see food prices rise. We're going to see more and more foods become unavailable because we don't have the pollinators we need. And I really encourage people that if you can even have a pot or two of organic flowers that bees love, do it. We need to give those little babies some good fuel.
That's right. Feed the bees and they'll help feed us. I had a couple more questions about your mom. So she called it Eve's Organic Garden, and Kathleen said that was sort of her little pun about Eve being pushed out of the Garden of Eden, and she just wanted to actually put Eve back in the garden and make it organic. So,
well, actually, her middle name was Eve. My mom's middle name was Eve, and she loved that Eve was the first gardener. And my mom felt like a pioneer in a lot of ways, and she really was. So I thought it was the perfect name for her show, Eve's Organic Garden. Who doesn't want to listen to that?
Yeah, you said that your mom was interested in native plants, which was very prescient for her time.
Yes.
There wasn't that much discussion about the native plants at the time.
She was always talking about what could we use that was already growing here, how much easier it was to put in natives and locals because they don't require as much upkeep. You know, she and I moved to Southern California for a couple years when I was in middle school, and she was livid walking down the streets of Southern California at people watering their lawns. She's like, why aren't they xeriscaping? Why aren't they using local succulents? They wouldn't need any of this water. Don't they know what they're doing? So from a very young age, I was getting an earful about xeriscaping, local and native plants. But she was so ahead of her time. People now are starting to tune into the fact that this is a total waste of water and resources to have a green lawn in somewhere like Las Vegas. This is stuff she was talking about almost 30 years ago.
And you said that she even kept you kids home on Martin Luther King's birthday.
Yes.
Way before that became a holiday.
She was such a radical when it was educational. When it was really appropriate, she said things like, I think Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday should be a holiday, so I'm keeping you home from school. And we're going to do something cultural and educational so that you can learn about this great man. It should be a holiday, so I'm keeping you home. And in fifth grade, my class was taking a field trip to the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. And because I was my mother's child, I said, I don't want to go there. That sounds dangerous. I don't want to go next to the nuclear reactor. And she said, OK, you don't have to go, but you have to write a letter to your teacher and the principal about why you think it's a bad idea and why you're staying home that day. So she also had me she encouraged me to write a letter to the president about the same topic. So I just recently connected this with, this is why I became a writer. This was me saying, this is what I believe. I'm explaining to you why I think this needs to change, and actually handing it to someone with power, you know, my fifth grade teacher and the principal. It really inspired me. So she was all about taking action, stating your voice, being a stand for what you think is right. And she's just had a huge impact on my life.
Totally fitting in with KBOO. That's totally
absolutely
goes along with our philosophy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
She found a perfect home here. And I think she inspired a lot of people. I know she inspired me and my brother, and I'm so grateful to have had her as my mom. It takes a certain strength of character and a certain healthy confidence in yourself to be able to stand up and say, I don't believe in the norm. This is actually what I believe. I know it's completely different and off kilter and out of whack with what most people are doing. But to have that healthy confidence in yourself is so powerful. And that's what I write about a lot, because I think a lot of women need that kind of support to get healthy, not just in their body, but in their confidence. And I just love KBOO. This has been a part of my life for my entire life. And I think everyone who's listening, I hope that this has inspired you to see the value of this radio station. This radio station has had a ripple effect that we don't even know. know, this is just one story of one woman's show and the effect that it had on one of her kids and what that grew into. And there's so many more undiscovered stories of what KBOO has done in people's lives, what it has meant to Portland. And part of why Portland's having this amazing resurgence of cool is because of places like KBOO.
We're helping keep Portland weird.
Oh, there's no way that's ever going to change.
Well, we so much appreciate you coming in today, and it's wonderful to meet you.
It's been such an honor to be here.
Thank you.
And here we are again, just echoing what was just being said there. The ripple effect of KBOO has been made possible by you in Radioland. Calling 877-500-5266, especially during this, our matching period. An anonymous donor is matching every dollar that comes in up to $250. There's never been a better time. 877-500-5266. If you could do that at the $90 or more level, we can send you one of these pots from Fig and Salvia. There's an herb pot, there's a succulent pot, and an ornamental pot. Perhaps you could do a $180 gift and you'll get a gift for someone else. We could send you two of those. Just call right now, 877-500-5266. We've been on the cutting edge for a long time, and we're hoping you will help us stay there with just a $60, $75, maybe $1,000 membership right now. 877-500-5266.
And we want to thank the restaurants who gave food for our volunteers so that we can take your calls. Zell's Cafe at 1300 Southeast Morrison, Fumi's at 1400 Southeast Stark, and Teriyaki Town at 4434 Northeast Sandy. Folks, this is the perfect time to call. If you're a gardener, and I know lots of you folks out there are gardeners like myself, we really are standing on the shoulders of giants, as Justin would say. Those people that came before us that helped to really promote organic gardening, promote sustainable agriculture, and support the kind of wonderful information that we have today in the studios answering our phones with us is Glenn Andresen, who most of you guys know as the Dirt Bag. He came on a while after Eve's Organic Garden, and you know, he brings us incredible information all the time on KBOO about how to garden organically, sustainable agriculture, take care of our bees, and so on. And it's all because KBOO is here for you, and we're putting this information out. And to be able to continue to do this, we really need your support. It's a matching time, perfect time to call. Please give us a call. 877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm, or come on down here to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We'd love to give you a packet of seeds. Anyone who calls in right now between 9 and noon will get a free packet of seeds along with their whatever thank you gift they want with their pledge. And so please give us a call at 877-500-5266.
Go ahead.
And Friends of Trees, for $75 pledge, will plant a tree in your name so you can lower your carbon footprint. And you can support the incredible information, the vital information that you're getting from KBOO every day, along with the music, the culture, news, views that you're not going to hear anywhere else. Please support us at 877-500-5266.
Imagine that we have been on the cutting edge for so long and doing it all at $84 an hour. We do all of this for about $2,000 a day. If you could give $20 or $200, the amount isn't that important as it is that you stand up and be counted. Show your support. How did we know then? Well, Eve knew. And think of all the people you're hearing on our airwaves right now, what they're telling you. Imagine in these decades later, we're going to look back and say, man, we have been on the cutting edge, and it was thanks to you in Radioland. Either going to our website, kboo.fm, or calling us toll-free right now during this matching period and talking to us about these gifts and standing up and being counted. 877-500-KBOO.
And
I'm Jen Davis. You've been listening to my recent interview with Alex Jamieson, the daughter of Annabeth Eve Parker Jamieson, the host of the KBOO program, Eve's Organic Garden. To learn more about Alex Jamieson, please visit her webpage at alexanderjamieson.com. To hear further interviews, including the interview with Annabeth's son, Brendan Jamieson, please go to the KBOO homepage at kboo.fm, where these discussions will be posted shortly. Now, in memoriam, we'll listen to the last few minutes of Annabeth Jamieson's KBOO program, Eve's Organic Garden, which aired from 1976 to 1987.
This will be my last live program on Eve's Garden here at KBOO. And I'll give you an idea of some of the mailings that I have still available. And I believe the program is going to be continued by some of the people that I have had on the show for the last several years. But I do want to let you know what some of the basic information mailings are that you can still write in for so that you can have them to continue your planting of the garden in this region. There's a very good list, the Oregon planting dates for garden vegetables, that has all four Oregon regions, the Oregon coast, the western valleys, the high elevation mountains, plateaus of central and eastern Oregon, and the Columbia and Snake River valleys. It has the different dates and planting times for 40 or so varieties of home vegetables, the spacing for planting and how many you need for a family of four, when it's best to plant it, when it's best to harvest it. It's a very useful calendar made up by the Extension Service. And this is available. Oregon planting dates for garden vegetables. The best fruit tree and grape varieties of the Willamette Valley is recommended by Warren Manhart of the Home Orchard Society. This is an invaluable list if you're interested in augmenting your garden with lots of fruits. I also have the basic recommended list of home garden variety recommendations of vegetables and fruits for the Northern Willamette Valley from the Aurora Extension Experimental Station. A listing that I've made of Northwest catalogs to help you choose sources that are local. There are 13 catalogs listed here, and they're all Northwest. The basic idea is to learn the varieties and the sources that are regional so that you will have a much greater success rate in your garden. I have an organic gardening bibliography that lists over 10 books that are excellent resource books, as well as other publications, cookbooks, and other specialty books. These are all available by writing into the station and will continue to be available here. I'm leaving all my things for them to copy. And I'd like to open the lines now if any of you have questions from your garden for this time of the year. And I'll also stay at the station for a bit afterwards to talk to those of you who call in. 231-8032 is the number here at the station. And I believe the program will continue to be on at 11:30 every Saturday morning here at KBOO, 90.7 FM. And if you do have some garden questions, there will be very capable people continuing the program, because this is a very important resource regionally as well as for the organic information, which is rather difficult to come by. Well, we have a call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you. I don't know if you mentioned this. I tuned in late. I'm interested in planting some peas now. Is that possible to have them come in the fall?
Well, it's awfully dry this year, and I'm not sure that it would work really well unless you have a spot that you can really take care of them. And a dwarf variety might work because they are determinate. They do not continue to grow. They just get about 30 inches high and start producing. So if you do want to try that now, I would try a dwarf variety and make sure that you can keep it well watered and that it will have some shade during the very, very heat of the day.
Okay, so the water and the shade is the main factors there?
Right. It needs sun too, but they really do best when it's in the rainy season, which is why peas are primarily a spring crop.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call.
Bye.
There's another call, another line. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm wondering if it's too late to plant broccoli from seed for a winter crop.
Well, again, we have different seasons here. And when it's this dry, the seed might just take too long. But what you might want to do if you want to try it is to make sure that you have a cold frame available that you can use. And there are a couple of really excellent books that if you're interested in the winter gardening, which is a whole other aspect to gardening here in the Northwest, that you might want to get. Let me see if I can find my bibliography for you. Winter Gardening in the Maritime Northwest by Binda Colebrook is a cool season crop for the year-round gardening, and has a lot of information on doing exactly what you want to do, which is continue your production over the year.
Right. Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call.
And we're going to move on to some reminders, reminder words about why you should need to call KBOO at 877-500-5266. This is Tammy, the engineer, and I just wanted to add a few notes to what Jen and Justin are going to tell you about. But I remember Eve's Garden, and I bet some of you out there listening remember too. It was such a pleasure, such a treat to have Eve's Garden on every Saturday morning. I listened to it eagerly and shaped my garden according to Eve's instructions, and enjoyed so much just her easygoing way and the birds singing in the background. It was always so great. Jen, did you ever listen to that show?
You know, I was 23 when her last show was on, and I was just starting to garden organically in Portland. So I don't remember listening to her show, but I certainly know that I was influenced by her because the ripple effects, you know, she really helped to popularize organic gardening in the Northwest. That's a significant contribution. And we can really thank KBOO for that. KBOO created this free environment where someone with her kind of expertise could walk in the door and go on air. It doesn't cost her anything. Because everyone is supporting her. People are giving their dollars to create this kind of wonderful KBOO University, the information that you're just really not going to get anywhere else. And you can call right now and support this. We haven't quite made our match, and we really need to hear from you. Please support this kind of programming on KBOO, 877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm, or come on down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We would love to meet you. 877-500-5266. You know, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to hear the entire recording of this show, but we're going to put it up online so that you can go and listen to it. But, you know, Eve was such an incredible person. She was really prescient. She saw what was coming down the road, organic agriculture. And what we heard earlier today on KBOO, we're saying that GMO agriculture is really threatening that. We just need $50 more, and you can support getting this kind of information out there that is absolutely vital to the health of our children, to our planet, to our communities, and you're making it happen. You know, when I give money, I like to give to something that I feel like, what are going to be the ripple effects? What are going to be the long-term effects? You know, they say that you can give somebody a fish and you feed them for the day, but you teach them how to fish and they can feed themselves for the rest of their lives. Well, we teach people how to fish. We give the kind of information that helps to sustain our communities and learn so that we can learn how to be healthy and how to grow healthy food. 877-500-5266. We just need $50 more. Who's going to be the person to call in and give $50 so that we can support this wonderful KBOO programming on organic gardening? 877-500-5266, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, if you want to come on down and meet us.
Just one more minute to go to take advantage of this matching period. A $50 call would get us there. I want to thank Shauna in Portland and Dorothy in Gresham. They both renewed, and we're so grateful for that. And there's always room for more of you aboard the mighty 90.7. I think we still have some of those pots from Fig and Salvia, an herb pot, a succulent pot, and an ornamental pot. That's for a $90 gift. We would really appreciate that. We also have this weekly menu planning program. That's got a downloadable recipe book, menu plan, nutritional information. We're giving away seeds that you can plant for everyone who makes a call today by noon, and we'll plant a tree if you give $75 or more and lighten your carbon footprint by any means necessary. Won't you call right now, toll free, 877-500-5266.
Thank you, Jen and Justin. It's 10 o'clock. You're tuned to KBOO Portland, and we're going to be getting to Air Cascadia momentarily after this message.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Self Enhancement Inc. Financial Empowerment Clinic on Saturday, May 17th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be opportunities to meet with a financial planner, pull and review your credit report with an expert, attend workshops on getting ready for college, budgeting for back to school, and more. Community resources will be available, as well as food, raffle prizes, and kids' activities. The event is at Self Enhancement Inc., 4134 North Vancouver. More information on the Financial Empowerment Clinic, May 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., can be found at kboo.fm, on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, May 13th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO, your community radio. And